Blog Talk Radio.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion. Like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love. Like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live. One that keeps loving over and over again. One that men can't offend, because your word is. One that loves without price, like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. When the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most, I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about. Just like your son, I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like you, just like you. Wanna be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live. Totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord, I need you, I need you, I know this is me that you're talking to, this is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me, Lord, I let it go, every person that's ever I don't want it no more.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. I am so happy to be back on the air again. I am so happy to be back on the air again. I have been off the air for about a month while I was with my husband as we were battling a sickness, but we thank God that he is healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed, delivered, and set free. Because how many of you know that when you have Jesus, sickness, sickness cannot hold you. Amen. So we are grateful and we are praising God for the victory. Amen. Over sickness. Hallelujah. So I'm back. I just got an unction today. I got an unction today to come on the air. And right away, I thought about man problems. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about man problems. Now, I don't know if I'm going to talk for a whole hour or if I'm going to intersperse it with some music or if you guys are going to call me and we'll open up the phone lines. But I do know that we're going to have this discussion. I want to see if I can open up a chat room. I want to open the chat room in another window. Amen. So let me see if I can start a chat room so that you can even type in your questions. If you call, then you can type in your questions. Amen. That's my husband calling me from the hospital. So I'm going to, just before we go on the air, I'm going to see what he needs. And I'm going to play another song. And I will be right back, and then we will be talking about man problems. Amen. Amen. So let's go to another song. I want to play The Joy of the Lord. Let's play Tasha Cobbs, For Your Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lift your worship.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm safe.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Everything I need is where you are. Everything I need is where you are. I want to be where you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're back to Rebecca Simmons, and we're going to be talking about man problems on today. And it's amazing because just as I was getting started, my phone rang, and it was my husband who's in the hospital, and he had a problem. I was there, just there. I just left the hospital, and I mistakenly took his cell phone. Our phones are identical. They look exactly alike, and I picked up his phone from the table while I was leaving. So now I have my phone and his phone, and he wanted to listen to a word on YouTube. So he's like, you don't have to bring it back. But I'm sitting here like, man, how did I pick his phone? Because I know that the word is definitely feeding his spirit, even as he is being recovered from surgery, as he's recovering from surgery on last week, and he's in the hospital, so he says to me, no, I'll just watch football. And that is definitely a far second to the word, because he texts me about 12:30 last night and told me that he had watched the YouTube video of our church service from yesterday. We had an awesome service yesterday. We had a guest preacher, a prophetess, pastor, Alicia Cooper from Higher Heights Christian Ministries, and the Lord used her mightily. So we recorded it, and it's on YouTube. So if you ever want to check out a word, you can go over to our YouTube channel, and it is NCCM TV, NCCM of the Kingdom Church TV, and you can watch all of our videos there. There's so many videos. There's so much word there. NCCM, the Kingdom Church TV. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you will be able to watch some sound doctrine, exhortation, prophetic preaching that will bless your soul. So, again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, and the Lord is moving mightily in that house. We're in revival. Our people are in revival. So if you're looking for a church home, come on over. We would love to have you. If you just want to come and visit, come on over and visit with us. We would love to have you. Amen. Amen. But today, this day, we are going to talk for the next 40 minutes or so about man problems. Man problems. Why do we as women have so many problems in our relationships with men? Why is it that marriages are failing in the church and out of the church for having a hard time being married? Why is it that people who are dating are having a difficult time in those relationships? And you can feel free to call me at any time. You don't have to wait, but you can call me at any time to talk to me about why you think it is that relationships are so troubled. Speaking of relationships, by way of personal testimony, I talked about my husband. I have been married to my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, for 19 years. 19 years we have been married. And the first 7 years, I would say, were really bad. The first 7 years, we had a lot of problems. We couldn't get along. We were both angry. We had a lot of bitterness and unforgiveness that we were carrying in our hearts towards other people. And we had a blended family. We were having a tough time blending our little family. You know, he had two boys, I had a daughter, and then we had a child, a girl, together. So it was rough. We were both baby Christians. We were new in Christ, straight out of the world, straight out of the bar. And we didn't know anything about being in a marriage or being in a relationship that would be successful, much less being in a marriage. So we tried, you know, we tried to make it work. And both of us had been divorced. Both of us were divorced before we came into the church. Or in divorce court, at least. We both got divorced in our first year of being saved. So we didn't have much to start with. But one thing we did have, and that was Jesus. Amen. We had Jesus. Amen. And that was enough to keep us going, even though we wanted to quit, even though we wanted to give up, even though we couldn't stand each other on some days. You know, most people, when they see us now, they don't believe it. They're like, you two, you know, but you're such the perfect couple. Well, newsflash, let me tell you, there is no perfect couple. What we do in our relationship, what we do in our marriage, takes work. We have to really, really work at being this happily, joyfully Christian married couple. Amen. And I say Christian because we have learned to put God first. We've learned to put God first, and we aspire towards the cross. You know, the more that we become like Jesus, the more that we become like Christ, the more able we are to be successfully married. So by way of testimony, 20 years later after first starting to be in a relationship with Pastor Anthony, I rejoice because that's 10 times the number of years that I would stay in a relationship previously. I wouldn't keep a man for 2 years. I said I would not keep a man for 2 years. I wouldn't keep a man for 2 years. I would get easily bored. I would then find ways to pick fights. I would have a lot of complaints. I would kick him to the curb before he could kick me to the curb because I had issues. I don't know if anybody out there has issues. I had a lot of issues. And guess what? God's still working on me. God's still working on me. I had a lot of issues. You know, I had low self-esteem. I said I had low self-esteem. I didn't think much of myself. As a matter of fact, I don't think I had any self-esteem. I think my self-esteem was at zero. I didn't think much of myself at all. I didn't think I was pretty. I knew I was smart, but I didn't think I was worthy of the love of a good man. So I spent a lot of time looking for love in all of the wrong places. Spent a lot of time waking up, looking in the wrong faces, being in a relationship with men who today I know were not worthy to be in relationship with me because they couldn't honor me the way that I deserved to be honored, but I didn't know that I deserved to be honored. And there's some of you out there who are listening to me and you're in a relationship with these dudes who are just not treating you right, but you're allowing yourself to stay in these relationships for whatever reason. You know, whatever reason. You might be like me. You might have low self-esteem. You might feel like he's your last chance. You might be emotionally attached to this guy, to the guy that you're in relationship with. You might love him, really love him. You might think that nobody else wants you. There may be a lot of reasons that you would stay with somebody that you know is not making you happy, somebody that you know that you're not, let me say not making you happy, because let me say this, your happiness should not be predicated upon an individual. This should be no person given the power to keep you or make you happy, because you're giving that person the power for your life. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, you'll hear Christians say this a lot, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, the joy of the Lord. The Lord makes me happy. You know, I'm happy because I'm saved. I'm happy because I'm not going to hell. I'm happy because I have the power of the Holy Spirit at my, at my disposal, so to speak. I have the power of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me. So I'm happy because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I'm happy because God loved me so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for me so that I would not perish, so that I would have life eternally, and also so that I would have life more abundantly. Amen. So we have to shift, my God, we have to shift the onus, the responsibility of our happiness, of our joy off of people and put it back in its proper place. We have to put it back on God. We have to get our joy from the Lord and everybody else adds to our life. But it's already a foundation of joy that we have from the Lord. So what are some of these man problems, you know, that we have fighting and arguing all of the time? Let me say this. If you're in a relationship and you have to fight, I mean physically fight, then you're in the wrong relationship. You should not have to fight in a relationship. There's no way that anybody should put their hands on you. And there's no way that you should have to put your hands on anybody. Again, I talked about this being my second marriage. When I was married before, I thought that I had to fight. I thought that when he, when I fought him or when he fought me, then we were showing love for each other. I mean, that was twisted. That was a skewed view of what love really is. Love is not fighting. Love is not bitterness. Love is not hating. Love is not cursing each other out. Love is not pushing and shoving each other. That is not love. That's not love. You know, you may be emotionally attached to that person. You might feel like you love that person, but if that person is hitting you, then that person does not, cannot love you. That person does not even love himself, because the Bible says that the man, the husband, should love the wife as Christ loved the church, that the husband should love the wife as he loves his own body. So if he is pushing you around and cursing you out and punching you, then think about what he thinks about himself. That's an inward anger. That's an inner anger. That is an inner anger that he has that he's taking out on you. That's an inner anger that he has that he has never resolved. He's mad at somebody. He's mad at his daddy. He's mad at his mama. He's mad at some people that did him wrong in the past. He may even be mad at an ex-girlfriend or an ex-wife. And he's taking that out on you. But you, my sister, you have to refuse to allow yourself to be abused. Verbally abused, physically abused, emotionally abused, sexually abused, financially abused, all of that is wrong. All of that is foul. You don't deserve that. You deserve somebody who's going to treat you like a queen, treat you like the queen that you are. You don't deserve for somebody that does not honor you to be in your space. You know, and then a lot of the times we want to give him another chance, or we think he'll change, or we think we can change him. Or you might be like me, who might think that you can make him love you, that you can make him into a better man. Well, I have to say this. It didn't work for me. It just brought me more misery, more grief, more heartache. It put me into a deeper, darker hole. And I just have to say, I believe the same thing for you. Why waste your time starting off with a negative? Now, if you're married and you're in an abusive relationship, I used to get in trouble a lot for saying this. If you're married and then if you're in an abusive relationship, leave. Get yourself to a safe place. If you're being beaten, especially if you're being hit, get yourself to a safe place. Distance yourself and do not go back into that environment until he gets some anger management, until he gets some help, until he comes to the Lord. Because, you know, you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, what do you mean until he comes to the Lord? That's exactly what I said. Until he comes to the Lord. I mean, really, not just goes to church, but until he gets delivered from the anger demon that's making him want to abuse you. Amen? Because I truly believe that we all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Male or female, you need Jesus. That person you're in relationship needs Jesus. The man you're married to needs Jesus. Your children need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We need Jesus, and we don't need to just go to church. We need to be sold out. We need to give our life totally to the Lord, because when we do that, then God can come in and take over, and he can be in control, and the devil can't have any dominion in your life. When you have Jesus, you have a divine protector over your life. Amen. And he will give you wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom from God. He will give you wisdom. He will show you who to be in relationship with. He will show you who not to be in relationship with. He will show you how to govern yourself in those relationships. And he will give you the power to do the right thing when you're in relationship. You won't have to feel like you have to give up your body. My God, too many women, especially women in the church, feel like they have to have sex in order to keep a man. They feel like they have to have sex in order to be in a relationship. But I want to talk to the Christian women. I'm not talking to unsaved women right now. I'm talking to my sisters in Christ. The Bible tells us to flee fornication. In other words, to run from sex outside of marriage. See, and let me just tell you what my mama told me. My mama told me, why should they buy the cow if we're giving away the milk for free? Yeah, my mama said, why should the man buy the cow if we're giving away the milk for free? Why should he marry you, mama would say, if you're giving him all the goodies? You know, if you're making him feel good at night, if you're sleeping with him, if you're sexing him up, why should he marry you if you're washing his clothes, if you're cooking for him, if you're cleaning his house, if you're already giving him the benefits of marriage? Why should he marry you? And a lot of women are doing this, and they don't even have a commitment. My God, some women are doing these things, and they are the side chick. My God, sisters, I mean, this breaks my heart, because you are too precious. You are too beautiful. You are too valuable to just give yourself away like that to anybody, you know, especially, you know, being with a man who won't commit to marry you, but he wants to have sex with you, and he wants you to drop it like it's hot, rock his world, swing from the chandeliers, or if you're not even committed to him, he wants you to be, he's not committed to you, he wants you to be friends with benefits. What is that? He wants you to be friends with benefits, which means that he can come over and ring your bell at 12 o'clock at night, come into your house, get into your bed, sex you up, get up, wash up, go home, and leave you laying there alone with no man, with no commitment. And God forbid if he's going home to his wife and you're the side chick, or if he's going home to his woman and you're the side chick. That's a man problem. That's a man problem. I'm going to say it again. That's a man problem. And I'm not judging, because I've been there. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, ain't going back. I've been there. I've sold myself short. I've been with men who were not my husband. I have my God, been with men who I might have been a side chick and not even known about it, because I've been with men who were not in a committed relationship with me. So who knows where he went home to? You know what I'm saying? So we have to know that that's a man problem. When I give myself to a man who's not my man, when I'm committed to a man who's not committed to me, I've been there. I've been there waiting by the phone, waiting for the phone to ring. I've been there. That's a man problem when I'm in an abusive relationship and somebody is beating me or somebody's calling me all kinds of B's and hoes and thoughts, you know, and talking down to me like that and telling me nobody wants me and calling me ugly and fat. No, no, the devil is a liar. Come on. Come on, the devil is a liar. The devil's a liar. That's a man problem. I'm not dealing with no, you don't have to deal with no dude on that level. I mean, you don't have to. You are better than that. You are more valuable than that. The Bible says that you are created in the image of God. God said, let us create man. And it says that he created man in his image, male and female. Created he them. So God has created us in his image. And if we are created in the image of God, then that means that we are worthy, right? Because God is worthy of what? Honor and respect. You're worthy of honor and respect. Amen? So I want to encourage you to just increase your value that you have for yourself. Increase your value that you have for yourself. The Bible also tells us, the description that helped me when I had no self-esteem was Psalm 139. Psalm is David. David was saying, I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I know full well, my God, I mean, you just need to start praising God for the work of his hands. When you look in the mirror, you need to just praise God for the work of his hands and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are awesome. When God made you, he broke the mold. You are beautiful. You are precious. You are anointed. You are intelligent. You are gifted. You are a gift. Amen? You are a gift. You are a gift. And I want to say this. You are the gift. A lot of men will act like they are God's gift to women. But it's the other way around. The woman is God's gift to man. And I'm not male bashing. I've been married for 19 years. I love my husband. I counsel women in marriage, you know, to be married the way that the Bible tells us to marry, to be married. I believe in healthy relationships. I believe a man and a woman should be together. And once they establish that they should be married, that they should be married forever, and there should be no one else coming in to interrupt that union. Amen. The Bible says, whom God has put together, let no man, whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Amen. Let no man divide. Let no man separate. Or woman. So I believe in the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. I believe that God ordained that. Amen. He put Adam and Eve together and sanctioned the first marriage. Amen. So I'm not male bashing, but what I'm doing is tearing down strongholds that will make you think that it's okay for you to accept anything less than God's best for you. Amen. So I hope I'm getting on your case real good. If you're in a relationship like the ones that I've already talked about, that you're looking at that relationship as we talk, and that you're thinking that maybe I need to try to find a way to begin to end this madness in this relationship. Abusive relationships, again, there's a hotline. Call the abuse hotline. Go to the internet. Get that number. I'll bring it to me the next. I'll bring it with me the next time, or I'll give it to you before we leave. Call that abuse hotline. Get you some help. Get to a friend. Get to a pastor. Talk to somebody. If you're in a relationship with somebody who's emotionally abusing you, shake yourself loose. You deserve better. If your life is not in danger, you don't need to be, and you're not married to him, and he's calling you out of your name, and he's disrespecting you and dishonoring you, get yourself away from him. Amen. He's beating you down. He's tearing you down. He's not building you up. Let me give you a clue about a good relationship. How do I know if I have a good relationship? If that relationship is edifying you, in other words, if it's building you up, if you have more times of happiness than sorrow in that relationship, if you're happy to see the person come and sad to see them leave, if they honor you and treasure you as the gift that you are, if they are godly, if make sure it's a godly man. That's, I should have said that first. If he's a godly man, amen, a man who loves the Lord more than anything else, he has to love Jesus more than he loves you. Make sure he loves Jesus more than he loves you, and don't get in the way of his relationship with God, because his relationship with God is going to help him to honor you. Amen? Amen. So those are some qualities of being in a good relationship. If he opens doors, and, you know, some men don't open doors and pull out chairs, so that doesn't have to be a deal breaker. But that's a bonus. It's a plus. Amen. If you're the only one for him, if he's looking for a wife, not just a girlfriend. So these are some things that you want to look at when you're in a relationship with somebody. If he is committed to you, he has to be committed to you. If you're the only one for him, in other words, he has to be that into you. He has to be into you, not just you into him, but let him be more into you than you are into him. A wise woman once told me, she said, marry a man who loves you more than you love him. So I'm going to pass that on to you. Marry a man who loves you more than you love him. Amen? So that's a tidbit of information for you. And what else? He's at working, huh? He got to have a J-O-B. If you want to be with me, amen, no romance without finance. Make sure that man has a job. He might be between jobs. Maybe he just got laid off. But look at his track record. Look at his track record. Has he worked in the last 10 years? How long has he kept a job? Is he working now? If he's been laid off, is he looking for a job? And he may say, well, I'm an entrepreneur. Well, is he working his business? Because there are entrepreneurs out there. So is he working his business? Is his business working? Is he making money? Does he have his own place? Does he have his own place? Or does, you know, at a certain point, he can't live with mama anymore. After 30 years old, it's time for him to have his own place. Amen. So that he can show that he can take care of you. If he can't take care of himself, he can't take care of you. You might say, well, I could take care of myself. Well, yeah, you can. But the man is the provider. The man is supposed to be the provider. Because if you end up, let me say this, if you marry a man who won't work, and and can't take care of you, if he doesn't have the financial ability, the financial means to take care of you, you will end up taking care of him financially. Now, so you have to consider, do I want to support a man financially? Do I want to pay all of the bills and let him stay at home? Because that's what you'll end up with. And so many times I tell women this, and they're like, well, I could pay my own bills. Well, I'm glad, because you need to bring something to the table. But you also need a man with stability, with financial stability. And I'm telling you, don't just get a man with money and say that's enough. No, God-fearing, respectable, committed to his relationship with you, looking for a wife with a job, a J-O-B, preferably with his own place and his own transportation. Amen. So those two are not deal breakers, but the first ones that I listed definitely are: a man who honors you, a man who respects you, a man who won't hit you, who won't curse you out. This is the man that God is sending to you. This is the man that you are willing to begin to say, well, maybe God sent this man as my husband. Amen. So I'm going to open up the phone lines in this last 12 minutes, 646-652-4832. Or you can press 1 if you're already on the phone line and you want to be on the air, or you can type your question in the chat room. Let me get back to the chat room. You can type your question in the chat room. And I will take your questions or comments, but it's time out for man problems. You know, it's time out for selling yourself short. It's time out for settling for less. You know, you have to know your value. Let your relationship with God, let your relationship with God be first and foremost in your life. I already talked about the man's relationship with God, but let your relationship with God be first and foremost in your life. God first in your life. God first. Don't ever put anyone before God, which means that you're praying. You got to be a prayer warrior. You have to be a prayer. That prayer hones your relationship with God. Amen. Read your Bible, not just to study the word to go and preach to y'all preachers. Amen. But read the Bible to hear what God wants to say to you. The Bible is God's love letter to you. The Bible is God's instruction book to you. Read your Bible. And also, when you're reading your Bible, it brings in the presence of the Lord. It brings God close to you. God speaks through the Bible. Amen. So read your Bible. Also, go to church. Go to church. Go to church on Sunday. Go to church every Sunday. I'm not saying that just because I am a pastor. I'm saying that because it worked for me. I mean, really, when I was a hot mess, I was all messed up. I didn't know which way was up. I didn't know how to be in a relationship. Again, remember, I would kick a man to the curb after 2 years. And after 2 years, I really did want to kick my husband to the curb. But God kept us together. We went to church mad at each other. We went to church fighting in the car. We drove 25 minutes to church, and we fought the whole way. We argued the whole way. And then we got out the car and we did what a lot of people do. We put on a mask and we pretended. We held hands. We smiled. We said, praise the Lord. We got into the church. We clapped. We danced. We shouted. But by the time we left the church, the argument was over and we were feeling at peace with each other. Amen. So church will help you with your man problems. If you have a pastor who's like me and my husband, then you have a good church, because we talk about life and we talk about life issues. We've written a book on marriage. We talk about relationships. We talk about practical ways to walk out your faith. Practical ways to walk out your faith. So we're not just shouting and jumping and clapping and whooping. We do a lot of that too. We do a lot of that. But we are giving you something that you can use in your everyday life. Amen. So I want to talk about man problems, and I'm going to stay here for a while. I'm going to stay here until God tells me to move, because we're having a lot of problems in our relationships. And God wants you to be happy in your relationship. You are too precious to settle for less. I said you are too precious. You are too precious to settle for less. So let me give you, since I don't have any hands raised, I want to close with this. Give you some strategies, and I'll pick these up next week. Strategies for success in getting rid of some old baggage that you may be carrying. Amen. The first thing that I want to tell you to do is to forgive. Forgive those who have hurt you in the past. Forgive those who have rejected you. Forgive those who have abused you. You may not have to, listen, you don't have to go to them and say, I forgive you. Just say it out of your mouth, I forgive you. You know, I forgive that person. Say it out of your mouth right now. I forgive the person who abused me. I forgive the person who molested me. I forgive the person who mistreated me. I forgive the person who rejected me. I forgive the person who cheated on me. I forgive the person who abused me and lied to me. Amen. I forgive. I forgive everybody that I'm angry with right now. Oh. That's powerful right there. Because a lot of the reasons that we have man problems is because we have past issues we have that we're holding on to from the past that we have not let go. And I'm here to tell you, let it go. Forgive. Forgive them. Forgive that person. Yes, it still hurts. But do you want to know why it still hurts? Because you're still mad. Because you're still holding on to the anger. And as long as you hold on to the anger, you haven't forgiven. And as long as you don't forgive, you're going to be angry. And as long as you're angry, you're going to hurt. It's going to hurt you. Loose the power that the past has over you. I said loose the power that the past has over you. Forgive. Forgive Junebug and them. Forgive Ray Ray and them and Tyrone. Forgive those people, those men. I'm talking about man problems, whether it was daddy, uncle, mama's boyfriend, your first boyfriend, your baby daddy, whoever it was, your husband, your boo, your bae, the person you're dealing with right now. The first thing you're going to have to do is forgive. Forgive them. Go. Let that anger go. Let the pain go. Let the hurt go. Let the unforgiveness go. Let the bitterness go. Let it go. Let it go. Loose its hold. Loose its grip over you. Loose its power over you. I say right now, I forgive, and fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. I forgive. I forgive that person. Amen. I forgive that person. Now, the second thing, don't go running back to be in relationship again with the person that you just forgave if that relationship has already ended. Do not go running back to be in relationship again with the person that you just forgave if that relationship already ended. Some relationships were meant to end. And just because you forgave does not mean that you go back and resurrect something that's already dead. Just because you forgave does not mean that you go back and resurrect something that's already dead. Amen. Forgive means I lose myself, I lose them. They don't owe me anything. I don't owe them anything but love. I can love them, though, from a distance. Hear me. If you've been already separated, the relationship is over, you're not married to them, love them from a distance. And we'll talk some more on next week about, you guys have to call me and let me know where you want to go with this. But we're going to talk some more about man problems. But don't go jumping back in bed with that person. Don't go jumping back into a relationship with that person. And definitely don't go back to shacking up with that person. Oh, yeah. Don't go back to doing some things that you knew were wrong anyway. Some of us ask God to deliver us. If it ain't the one, if he's not the one, move him out of my life. I've heard this prayer so many times. If he ain't the one, just move him out of my life. And God moves him, and then the woman, y'all start crying and booing and won't eat or eat a whole thing of ice cream and let yourself go and can't live without him, can't breathe without him, can't breathe. The devil is a liar. And then you go running right back to the man that you prayed and ask God to remove. What's up with that? Come on. Stop it. You are worth more than that. Well, I'm out of time. Not out of talk. I'm going to go off the air. We're going to pick up again next week. Every week, I'm back now. I don't know. God, I pray that I can be here every Monday. If I can't be here, I'll post it on my Facebook page that I can't make it. My husband is being restored. He's recovering. He's in the hospital. He's coming home this week. I thank God for that. But God gave me this assignment to minister to women, and I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit to talk about what concerns y'all. Amen. What concerns us all as women. I may not get a text. I might not preach, but I'm definitely going to talk to you about life, your relationships, your children, your husband, your marriage, your money, your job, your health, so your weight, all of these things we're going to be dealing with over this next year. So this is a new beginning. Amen. Welcome back. Amen to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. So God bless you, and I'm going to play Block Rider, Victory Everywhere. Know that you got the victory. Amen. Go in peace. Join me next week. Like my page on Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. Amen. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And also come see me at New Creation Christian Ministries. 1230 every Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. God bless you. Love you. Bye now.
Got more bills than money. Now I can't find a job. Got this child report I need to pay. Just came home. Nobody want to give me a chance.
What in the world?
What am I supposed to make?
Help.
I got victory everywhere.
I got victory everywhere.
I got victory everywhere.
right.